862237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday the 13th of April 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go online and check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can follow me on my Facebook if you'd like, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brain turns Wow. Folks, over the last week here, we got on a really cool topic called sowing and reaping. And it's based off of Scripture, Galatians 6, 7 through 8. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." And we started out with individual reaping and sowing. Then we went to national reaping and sowing, and sowing and reaping. And then we went from that to tyrants and dictators sowing and reaping. And then we took it to the rock stars on a suggestion from one of the callers 2 days ago. And yesterday we spent the whole afternoon, well, our hour program, just showing you how you reap what you sow. You're not going to get away from that. And we want to continue that vein today with politicians. Folks, this is going to blow you away, that they reap what they sow. Your sin will find you out. You're not going to get away from it. Two women from Southern California were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the U.S. when they saw what looked like a very small, sick animal in the ditch beside their car. As they examined it, it looked like a chihuahua. And then and there, they decided to take it home with them because they were afraid that they were breaking the law. They put the dog in the trunk of their car and drove across the border. Once safely on American soil, they retrieved the animal and nursed it until they arrived at home. One of the women was so concerned about the alien dog that she took it into bed with her and reached out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that it was still present. The dog was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That is when she found out the animal wasn't a tiny, sick dog. It was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. Now, the world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks sin is like a puppy to be played with. It is the light of God's law that awakens the sinner to the fact that he or she is in bed with a deadly rat. And as I said yesterday, as it says in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we're going to continue this vein of sowing and reaping today. And we're going to talk about some of the actors. Jake had brought up some rock stars yesterday, and he got onto one named Dimebag Darrell. He's the guitar player from a band called Pantera. And it was interesting that he was talking about how this cowboy from hell, as they called themselves, that was the name of one of their albums, actually wrote a song, and he reaped exactly what he sowed to the very T. And talking about being specific on reaping and sowing, it doesn't get any more specific than that. So I'm going to let Jake share that with Dimebag Darrell, and then I'm going to come back with actors, and then we're going to hit the politicians, folks, talking about sowing and reaping.
Yep. Dimebag had the song Cowboys from Hell, as Bradley said. The lyrics go as follows: showdown, shootout, spread fear within. Here we come, you better reach for your gun, you better listen well, my friend. You see, it's been slow down below, aimed at you were the cowboys from hell. Sparks fly everywhere in sight from my double-barrel 12-gauge. Well, Dimebag actually broke up from the band Pantera and started a band called Damage Plan. And on December 8, 2004, an ex-Marine called Nathan Gale shot Dimebag 5 times, including once in the head, before turning on others and shooting a further 10 shots. He killed 3 more people, including employees of the arena, etc. One person who was trying to perform CPR on Abbott, trying to save his life, shot him too. He wounded 7 others. He was killed by a policeman who approached him from behind when he held a hostage in a headlock by stage. But the exact same way the lyrics explain this setting happened, aimed at you were the cowboys from hell, sparks fly everywhere, is exactly what happened in that concert on that stage. The Dimebag used to play that song to his listeners. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just music. Yep. But then when that just music happens in real life, then everybody wants to praise Kiss buried him in a coffin by Kiss. Eddie Van Halen gave him a guitar, not even pointing the finger at the fact that his immorality through the lyrics of the song was doing nothing but fueling the fire of a person like this to do what he did.
And yet here's the word of God to tell us what's going to happen if you sow those seeds into your life, that you're going to reap the very things that you sow. Mm-hmm. And again, yesterday we talked about if we sow wheat into the ground, we're not going to reap a barley field. Folks, that's absolutely ridiculous. We reap specifically what we sow. And in this particular situation with Dimebag, I mean, it's interesting. To the very T. I mean, that T was crossed and those I's were dotted, dude. Yep. Into the very words that he said. And the Bible also talks about how you're ensnared by the words of your mouth. It's crazy business. It really, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, because that's what's in it. And whatever comes out of it, that you cast that bread out in the water. Right. Guess what? After many days, it's going to return to you.
That's right.
So it better be in righteousness,
because
if not, then you're going to reap a whirlwind, and you don't want that whirlwind to catch up to you. Or in this case, the Mexican water rat. You don't want to be sleeping in those guys there. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about sowing and reaping with actors. Marilyn Monroe, John Belushi, River Phoenix, Heath Ledger, so on and so forth, right when we come back. 1-877-807-9977 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Matthew 12:37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Interesting. Interesting point, too, folks. April 15th is 100-year anniversary of Titanic sinking. Keep in mind, before they pushed off into the waters, they said God couldn't sink this ship. Wow. Let's go to the actors talking about sowing and reaping. Marilyn Monroe, her death due to an overdose of sleeping pills was ruled as possible suicide. A lot of speculation around that, by the way. Some people believe that, as is it out there, that Marilyn Monroe was actually killed because of her affiliations. And the way they said that they took her out was using suppositories. Pretty weird stuff. Talking about sowing and reaping, John Belushi died in 1982 after injecting a speedball, shooting up, a mixture of cocaine and heroin. River Phoenix died of a heroin overdose while the presence of his younger brother, Joakim, wow, a different name, in front of the Trendy Viper Room in, I believe it's L.A. Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription pill overdose. Interesting that all these drugs are around these actors that have everything at their hands. And Hollywood promotes these guys like they're the happiest people on the earth, yet they're the ones always ending up in treatment or dying or ODing. Christopher Petit. You know him as Zach, the buddy and chef in Don't Tell Mom, the Babysitter's Dad. I don't know what show that is, folks. Sorry. He died of an accidental overdose in 2000. Mary Anissa Jones, better known as Buffy from Family Affair. Drugs found in her system at the time of her death include Seconal, PCP, and cocaine. Lanny O'Grady, you remember her as the brainy and practical Mary on 8 is Enough. Lenny died in 2001 at the age of 46 of drug intoxication found in her system at the time of her death were Vicodin and Prozac. Man, these are the happiest people in the world. They must be sown to the flesh, and they're reaping of the flesh corruption. Because if they weren't, then why do they need to be on drugs? Chris Farley overdosed in 1997 after taking a speedball. Keep that link, folks, and that parallel out there with John Belushi. Interesting. There's a curse going on with the Belushi, Chris Farley. And there was another one that this individual died the same way that these two guys did. Going to Judy Garland, died in 1969 of an overdose. Anna Nicole Smith died in 2007 of combined drug intoxication. Elvis Presley found him dead in the bathroom in 1977 after overdosing on prescription drugs. Rodney Harvey on the verge of being taken very, very seriously as an actor. Harvey died of a heroin overdose in 1998. Nick Adams died of drug overdose in 1968. Nick Cantor, the Dirty Dancing actor, died after injecting a shot of pure heroin in 1991. Montgomery Clift died in 1966 at the age of 45 years old, the combined effects and the effects of drugs and alcohol. Talking about sowing and reaping. Why would they be so unhappy that they would have to use drugs, folks? I'll tell you why, because what they're doing is they're trying to sear their conscience. W.C. Fields died as the result of a shot liver due to excessive alcohol abuse. Robert Pastorelli, the Murphy Brown actor, died of a drug overdose in 2004 at the age of 50 years old. Dana Plato died of drug overdose in 1999 after taking Vicodin and Vanadam. She also ended up in pornography, by the way. And when they found her dead, she had a pentagram on her neck. I'm sure she was trying to sell her soul to get out of the jam, but see what happens if you pay the piper. Eddie Sedgwick died in 1971 after mixing alcohol and drugs. Brad Renfro died of a heroin overdose in 2008. Interesting stuff, folks. Edith Webster was an actress who performed on stage in theaters. She was performing in Baltimore, and while singing her swan song, "Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone," collapsed and died both in the play and in real life. She had suffered a heart attack at the exact moment her character was meant to collapse and die. Obviously, the audience thought it was part of the act and applauded unknowingly at both her death, and the stagehands called for help, thinking it was part of the play. The people thought that she was just playing.
Playing the part.
And God wasn't. You reap what you sow. Talking about sowing and reaping. Going to hit off some of these politicians, Jake? Some pretty interesting stuff. You can't get away from it, folks.
Terry Spicer, state representative, pled guilty to accepting more than $3,000 per month in bribes in 2011.
What's wrong with our government? Talking about politicians sowing and reaping.
State Senator Roy Ashburn was arrested on two counts of a DUI. He was sentenced to 2 days in jail and 3 years probation in 2010. But he would have you keep the laws.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he's immune from that.
That's right. Diplomatic immunity.
There you go. And that's probably why he's so soft on drinking laws.
Yeah.
You know, because he's the one breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But God don't play that.
Kurt Zeller's despised prayer in the Minnesota House of Representatives.
It's at war with God and will lose.
Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White was convinced of 6 of 7 felony charges, including perjury, theft, and voter fraud.
Gosh.
He's a conservative.
Well, but we don't want voter ID.
No.
Yeah.
Why in the world?
He was a conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you
good,
got a
good conservative drinker.
Transforming themselves into the ministers
yep.
of light. Huh.
State Senator Anthony Guluccio was given 1 year in prison after failing a sobriety test and violating his probation from a previous hit-and-run accident.
Huh.
Massachusetts Speaker of the House Salvatore De Masi was found guilty of using his position to secure multi-million dollar state contracts for a software company in exchange for kickbacks.
Yeah. By the way, folks, these are minimal numbers as to what we have found. We could be on the show for 24 hours not nail them all.
Consider the presidents that have brought us to war in foreign countries just for the sake of lining the pockets. We're talking billions of dollars, not this little millions.
Yep.
Councilor Chuck Turner was expelled from Boston City Council on December 1st following his conviction on federal bribery charges. Mississippi Judge Bobby De Laughter, that's literally his name, was made famous for finally convicting Brian D. Beckworth in 1994 for murder of a civil rights leader, Medgar Evers.
Yeah.
In 1963.
Is it Medgar Evans, isn't it?
Medgar
Evans.
This says Evers. E-E-R.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He's got that name where it's like it works against itself.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about him is his name sounds like a last name both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
De Laughter pled guilty of one count of lying to the FBI and was sentenced to 18 months in prison.
Wow.
A whole 18 months for murder.
Yeah. You reap what you sow. You sow what you reap.
Right. New Hampshire State Representative Gary Wheaton resigned from the legislature after being arrested for speeding and driving on a suspended license, his second traffic arrest.
Do you believe that scripture when it says that nothing's covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known?
Yes.
Isn't that law perpetual in the spirit? It's always uncovering darkness. It's always bringing judgment when we're in agreement with the light. And you can't get away with it. You sow, and what you sow, you reap. Just ask these guys.
Yep. Just like a farmer knows. Now, I'm just thinking of the fact of this particular guy who resigns out of the state legislature after arrested for speeding and driving on suspended license. We have right now in our state Senate, the former Speaker of the Senate, Amy Koch, commits adultery, doesn't resign. Just says, well, somebody else can be the speaker. I'm going to finish out my term, and we'll see what happens after then. I may not be running again.
Sure.
There's a lot of shame, isn't there, in the Conservative Party?
No.
I can tell they care about right and wrong.
She's just ashamed that she got caught. She's just sorry she got caught.
Yep.
That's just in Minnesota.
Who can give me a job somewhere else? Yeah. New York.
Oh. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. It wouldn't work if they didn't lie, folks. Got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Last shout out, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Scripture tells us that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in every place. And boy, is he faithful. He really is. Let's talk about sowing and reaping. Let's go down the line with more of these politicians, not statesmen.
New York State Senator Carl Krueger resigned his seat and pled guilty to charges of corruption and bribery in 2011. New York State Senator.
Wow, I didn't know that was their job, dude, to corrupt their country. I thought it was they were there to serve their country.
Yeah, looks like you got 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 4 of them. You know, I think that legislature just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of their twisted and warped and reprobate minds, decided that a man can marry a man in their state now.
I guess.
That's the same.
God will not leave himself without witness, will he?
And then all of a sudden...
You know what's cool about this? Nobody can deny this. Mm-hmm. Sowing and reaping.
No,
because it's a law unto itself. Mm-hmm. You sow, you reap. You reap, you sow. There's no getting... Nobody can argue with it.
Yeah.
How does an atheist get himself out of that one?
He just declines to comment and says, you're hateful. You're hateful.
Well, he should just shut his mouth for the rest of his life then, because nothing exists, right?
Yeah. Why even open your mouth? What's the point? Yeah. I love that analogy you gave yesterday of Loopman, how he went and sowed barley in his master's fields, or sowed wheat instead of barley. His master said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I told you to sow barley, or wheat, the opposite. And he said, I sowed wheat thinking I'd get barley. And his master said, what are you stupid?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
And he said to him, you do that every day in your life by sowing wicked seeds in your life, but yet you expect good to come.
Yeah. Boy, you know what's also interesting about that, if you go back and you think about the atheist, the law of sowing and reaping is there too, because they eat to sustain their body.
Mm-hmm.
They have to sow into nutrition to maintain the body that God gave them.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
The one who made their body.
You think so?
Oh.
Come on, dude.
No comment.
No.
Freedom of religion.
Yes, totally.
My goodness.
Yeah.
New York State Senator Efren Gonzalez was sentenced to 84 months, 7 years.
I wonder if he was legal.
Followed by 2 years to supervised release after pleading guilty to 2 conspiracy counts and 2 wire fraud counts in May of 2009.
Huh. And where was that?
That was in New York.
And what did he do?
Wire fraud and...
Wire fraud to where?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
But it was wire fraud.
And?
Conspiracy count.
Yeah, so that would probably be...
Doing something with money, sending it somewhere.
Well, conspiracy? Huh. Curious. We'll go on. How long is he in jail for?
7 years.
That's it, huh?
7 years in prison.
Wow. And what was he? Just a rep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just one of those guys that...
I'm surprised he didn't cry congressional immunity, just like these folks in federal government. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably did. That's probably what got to 7 years.
I wonder how it works out for them, though, when they, you know, reap it into their own families.
Yeah.
And their country. I mean, like their kids and their posterity mm-hmm. aren't going to have to grow up in the same country that we are.
Yeah.
How are they going to get out of that? See, they're not even thinking about their kids.
No. Completely about that.
It's like shooting holes in the bottom of a boat.
Yeah.
Just because you're not sitting in that section of the boat doesn't mean it ain't going to sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to sink his section of the boat, but ours is going to stay floating.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't all realize we have one boat. Yeah. Sayon.
It's because, you know, they're atheists. They believe in evolution. They're smarter than that. They're intellectual. New York president of the New York City Council, Andrew Stein, was convicted of tax evasion regarding a Ponzi scheme in November of 2012. But you better pay your taxes in the state of New York.
No, dude, Tim Geithner.
No, you don't need to.
No.
Well, but you do.
That's Tim Geithner, man.
No, he
doesn't. But you know what? He's going to reap what he sows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reaping it now.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and the American people are reaping what they're sowing by allowing him to do that, because guess who picks up the tab?
Yep.
They complain about Tim Geithner, but guess who's paying his bill?
Yep.
You are.
That's right. I remember when I was a little kid, probably third grade, fourth grade, and my neighbor... It was a bigger gal. She hired me to weed her garden. She just stopped weeding it. So I looked at her garden. It was just full of weeds.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like. The Lord lets that seed blossom into a weed like we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, wasn't very much into exercising and whatnot. Didn't want to weed her garden. So
maybe that's why she was big.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she lacked.
She didn't like those vegetables.
She lacked sowing exercise. So therefore she reaped a big lump of tissue.
And then look at that. She lacked sowing.
She sowed into Dairy Queen.
Garden.
And she became what she eats.
That's right.
And what did she become?
That does happen.
A couple hundred large chocolate malts, I suppose.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a big block of sugar now.
Maybe give.
Yeah.
Unless she changed her conduct, which could happen. I haven't seen it for a while. But I know this. If you don't weed your garden... It will destroy your food.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can't say, those stupid weeds. No, weeds come up and they manifest themselves.
Oh, they get mad at the rabbits because they didn't eat the weeds. But they
the rabbits should have ate the weeds.
Totally. I mean, or the moles. Or the deer.
Yeah, maybe the deer.
Where are them stupid deers? They should have cleaned up my garden for me.
I mean, I planted the good seed.
Or where's Obama? How come he didn't come out here and weed my garden for me?
You know, forget the
or
garden.
Or shovel my... driveway in the wintertime.
No, then forget gardens, just get food stamps.
On a positive, isn't it interesting that, first of all, poor people in a lot of ways are fat? And isn't it interesting people that have to work are skinny? There's something about that sowing and reaping.
That's discrimination to say that.
Sure it is. I understand that. But it's true.
No, it is true.
I'm being facetious, of course, to your facetiousness. So quit being facetious when I'm trying to be facetious. This facetiousness is starting to facetious me. But isn't it interesting that when you exercise, you have more energy?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like where you lose yourself, you gain more energy, and that what you were looking for in the first place. Yeah. How many times you get up in the morning, it's like, all right, it's 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. I can't wait to get up. It's like, get out of here. You want to take the phone and throw it, and once it starts beeping, you want to take the alarm clock and throw it through the window. No, that alarm clock is your best friend. Yeah. It really is. Because once you get up, all of a sudden you start to move, and you start to gain energy as you do. Boy, that's how God created us.
That's right. And the more you do, the more you accomplish, the more satisfied you become.
Totally. Totally.
So in that setting, you have a society. You know, I found it always funny.
But you were talking about a garden with a fat lady.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the deal?
Who didn't want to pick out her weeds, and as a result, it was strangling her garden.
That's right.
So it's the same thing with us.
Mark 4.
With these seeds these men have planted, it comes out as a weed. We need to deal with that weed in the form of a legislator or a lawmaker or anybody in Congress or anybody, for instance, in the city council.
Yeah.
When they're convicted of tax evasion, we don't just say to them, well, you know, he is a lawmaker. I don't know. Right, what do you think we should do, Bart?
He knows best. He's got credentials.
You know, forgiveness. We're Christians here. You just got to forgive him. I'm sure he'll get it.
Yeah, just believe what we say.
Yeah, that's
it. Look at the fruit on the tree, man.
Forget about those weeds. I know it's killing the tomato plants and we'll starve at the end of the year, but...
And then here comes John the Baptist and says, lay the axe to the root of the tree because it's all corrupt. Amen.
Yep.
That's the kind of sowing and reaping I like, folks. Amen.
North Carolina Governor Mike Easley was convicted of a federal campaign law felony in November 2010.
Not so easy, is it, Mr. Easley?
Mm. Found out what easily really means.
Yeah, that's interesting.
State Representative John M. Purzel.
Purzel?
Mm-hmm. A beloved conservative.
Who's in peril.
Must be set up.
Yes.
And Speaker of the House of Representatives pleaded guilty to 8 criminal charges, including 2 counts of conflict of interest, 2 counts of theft, 4 counts of conspiracy concerning a scheme to spend millions of taxpayer dollars on computer technology from Aristotle, Inc. for the benefit of GOP political campaigns.
Wow. But, man, them GOPers, they're all good guys.
Yeah. Let's get behind them, right?
Isn't it interesting? Now, when you're talking about this individual here, I don't know why, since he's a legislator, why doesn't he just try victim? Why doesn't he just cry hate crime?
Yeah, exactly.
Towards the laws that are convicting him and condemning him.
The laws like discriminating
But you know
totally.
What, Jake? You know what I was just thinking? Maybe he could just say that he was born that way.
Yeah.
He's exempt from the law.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to, I don't know, perhaps jumble up his moral inability and his physical responsibility.
Yeah.
I said it the other way around.
Oh, the two are tied together.
They totally are. Yeah. In other words, he has a physical responsibility because he has a moral responsibility. There's no inability here. He has a dispensation to do the wrong thing, folks, but he doesn't have the dispensation by God to do the right thing. That's not going to fly. Sin is moral, not physical. To say I'm born this way doesn't fly with anybody with a bit of common sense.
Right.
What, when a man becomes such a liar, is he exempt from the law that says thou shalt not kill because he was born that way or he can't help himself? Or what about the man that kills? Is he exempt from the law that says thou shalt not kill? Folks, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. And what America is being taught today is that all crime, sooner or later, is going to be a hate crime. And what are they the victims of? The law. The laws that say thou shalt not, that preserve life that God gave, and take it if you don't obey it. That works for everybody that obeys the laws of the land.
Equal playing field.
And therein lies liberty. Hello. Anyways, I just thought I'd share.
That's equality, not equality of outcomes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Chemical imbalance in my mind, you know, I just...
Sure.
You know, I had enough
works for the counselors,
to...
works for the pharmaceutical right. companies. Thank yeah, you. Diagnose him with something, folks, quick. Like they're doing in public schools today. Just ask him 3 questions, and they're sure to fail one of the 3.
Yeah.
Are you set them up.
Are you a human being? Yes. Do you breathe? Yes. Do you breathe oxygen? Yes. Yeah, you're definitely sick.
Is the oxygen dirty at times? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something wrong. We need to put her on something. Mm-hmm.
She's
that's dangerous,
full
folks.
Of anxiety.
That's very dangerous. And by the way, that's a scary thought, folks. But European mindsets are working on just that in your government today. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back talking about sowing and reaping. Wrap it up with the last hour. We're not taking any calls. Sorry, folks. Be right back after this break.
Mm-hmm. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. This is us, folks.
1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We had somebody that was listening to the radio program, and they said, you know, I hear this 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown, and I don't, did you guys know that that was going on during your radio show? Yeah.
It's planned.
Joel! Yeah! My little 2-year-old baby goes, go! Talking about sowing and reaping and corrupt politicians. Folks, again, we have enough content where we could go for 24 hours on this. But America, you're the ones reaping what you're allowing them to sow. You're reaping their corruption by allowing them to do it. Go
Get
on.
The weeds out. Yes. Rhode Island State Representative Daniel P. Gordon of Portsmouth was arrested for drunk driving. He told police it was due to PTSD from being wounded in the Gulf War. A check revealed...
That's like getting pulled over by a cop for speeding and saying, Lord, or Officer Ossifer, there's something wrong with my foot, man. Something wrong with my foot.
I was in the war and my foot just went crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man.
I'm purposely
calling... Post-syndrome obedience.
That's right.
Yeah.
Traumatic. Somebody said I had to obey the laws, and it traumatized me.
You know, my pastor was in the back, and he kept saying that's legalism if you obey the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, speed, man, speed. God gave you the grace. Do it. When the cop pulls you over.
Speed for Jesus.
I'm out of here. Yes.
I didn't do it, Ossifer.
I got my speed for Jesus bracelet
on.
That's
right, that's right. Speed SFJ. SFJ.
Yeah.
Well, a check was revealed that he was never in combat. But it did reveal an extensive arrest record in Massachusetts for assault and attempting murder.
Did you hear that, folks? Folks, if you took the time to look at the records of the people that you believe on a 24/7 basis through the state-run media, you'd find out just exactly what they found out when they dug up his record. He was never in the service, folks. He's lied so much, and it's worked for him up until that point. He was found out. By the way, what's the end of sin, Jake?
Death.
Thank you. What do you think they're finding? Are they finding their lives in jail, or do you think they lost their lives and lost their liberties through breaking of the laws of God?
And the ripple effect through their families.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't consider their families before they did it, Jake.
No.
They thought of themselves, and what was the fruit of that?
You know, speaking of families, Mr. John Edwards didn't seem to really consider his family
either. Not even his wife with cancer, Jake.
And then he laundered how much money?
Yes.
Corruption of money laundering, one of the largest stings. And he's facing up to 30 years?
Sounds like someone in the establishment didn't like him.
Ooh.
Yeah. That crazy?
South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Ken Ard resigned his position and pled guilty to 7 counts of misuse of campaign funds. He was sentenced to 5 years probation, fined $5,000, and given 300 hours community service. Well, that's what we need him to give us, community service.
Yeah, yeah. We want him in our communities,
yeah.
By the way, I did a search years ago on what we're talking about today, and we didn't correlate it with sowing and reaping, but obviously they did. Folks, the sexual crimes from these politicians towards their own family members, the pedophiles, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, it was horrendous. It was unthinkable, and it kept going. Oh, by the way, I'm not even talking about the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the Republicans. You want to talk about corruption? I would ask the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians today, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either God is right or he's wrong. And if he's wrong, I'm telling you right now, we're proving that he's right.
That's right.
By their fruit. We're just showing you the fruit on their trees. God is right, folks. He's not a man that he should lie. The condemnation only comes to them that like to hide out in darkness. And they reject the light. But those that come to the light, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to my Father but through me. That's the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. There's no other way, folks. And yet these people, they continuously, and folks, these people, let me tell you firsthand, if you haven't seen the prayer that rocked the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, you need to see this video. It wasn't the left that did the attacking. It was the right. And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people who crucified him, by the way, and the Herodians, the government of the day. And I'm not talking about the bad guys, the good guys. Because you remember when Christ was being crucified, the Pharisees said that we have no king but King Caesar. Isn't that interesting? And it was also them that said that we are the seed of Abraham. We're in bondage to no man. And folks, they were completely in bondage. So much so that they wanted a lamb, the Lamb of God, the undefiled Son of God, without spot or blemish. They wanted him to be crucified. And they wanted Barabbas, a criminal that committed murder in an insurrection, to be delivered up unto the people. Why? Because he was just like them.
That's right.
He was just like them. And I see the same thing with people that compromise just a little bit. They let the leaven come in and destroys the whole lump. They let the little foxes into their life and it destroys their fields. It spoils the vine, folks. When the Lord said to come out from among them, be ye separate, he meant just that. And he said, I'll receive you. You'll be my sons and my daughters. It doesn't mean to come out from the world. It means to go to the cross of Jesus Christ and plead for his mercy for the sins that you committed by putting him up on the cross. That was our sin. Talking about sowing and reaping. Folks, you just can't get over this law. I don't care who you are. Listen carefully. Max Jukes, an atheist, lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, they reaped what they sowed. There was 310 paupers, bums, vagabonds, 150 criminals, lawbreakers, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state back in the 1700s, keep in mind, $1.25 million. But praise God, it works both ways, because we want to leave you on a positive, folks. 90% law, 10% grace. Here it is. There's a recall of a great American man of God named Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes. But Jonathan married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers. I bet they were real lawyers back then. Yeah. 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state one single penny. Proverbs 10:7 says, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." And so it goes on. Folks, the righteousness of Christ is everlasting. It's everlasting. It's forever and ever. There is no beginning and end to God. Remember, he said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." But my little boy the other day asked me, "Dad, so when was God born?"
Yeah. I know.
How do you explain that? Yeah. How do you explain that to our finite minds, our finite minds? We're so limited.
Very.
You know?
I couldn't explain that
one
either.
Who are we to give wisdom to the Lord that created us? I mean, how do you figure this kind of stuff out? How do you explain this to your kids? You know, I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost. You know, the question is if you look at the book of Genesis, who wrote the book of Genesis? Just a side note. Who wrote it? Come on, guys. I'm looking at my producers. Who wrote it? You can talk to me. Who wrote the book of Genesis?
I've heard Moses. I've heard.
Yeah, but he wasn't there.
I know. I've heard there was three different authors.
He wasn't there. How did he know that? How did he write the Pentateuch? How did he write the Decalogue? How did he write the Torah? Because a lot of the people that he wrote about, he wasn't there. He had to receive revelation by who? The Holy Ghost. Folks, if you ever want to understand why you might not understand everything in Scripture, and people say there's so many contradictions, there's so many contradictions, there's no contradictions. Folks, if you look at how do I get to the other side of this precipice, let's say there's a canyon in between me and a large chunk of rock here, and I'm on a large chunk of rock. How do I get to the other side? The Holy Ghost always bridges your understanding. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why people don't get it. Holy Ghost, I've never heard of no Holy Ghost. I know, that's why you're dumb as a rock. That's why you're carnal. That's why you're stupid in the head. Folks, we love you, though. You're stupid in the head, some of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, actually 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone, the best of, and we'll plug back into you again next Monday. We love you by what we do, just having fun, but you know we do love you by what we say and do. See ya.